first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanda Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Welcome back, Onanda.
Good to be home. I love traveling, but I keep on saying this when we chat and I come home, always good to come home and sleep in your own bed.
It sure is. So last time we chatted with you, you were in Curacao. And after you left Curacao, what happened?
So we had a day at sea, but then our next port of call was in Cartagena. Now, Cartagena, we did take a tour, and we were able to go by a beautiful fort and, see, it was quite large. It's a quite large fort. It was built in the 17th and 18th century to defend the city, and it's considered one of Latin America's most military structure. It's called the Castillo San Felipe de Barra Fort. One of the things I just want to forewarn people, now we went end of October, November. Now that's still considered hurricane season. So when we were in Cartagena, November, it was pouring rain the whole day. So keep that in mind that, yes, we had beautiful sunny days, but still, you're going to get rain. Continuing on our tour, we also went to the dungeons of the old city, and this is where we saw where local artisans would display their art and their handicrafts. Here we went to visit the San Pedro Claver church, again built in the 17th century, and we saw some really great statues and old world furnishings honoring patron saints of slaves. And the last stop was in the Inquisition Palace, and it served as a court, and anybody that was tried by the church and viewed as a heretic. And it definitely had instruments of torture, which were like, man, these people knew how to get things out of different individuals that they thought that were breaking the law back in the day. But part of history, good to learn about it.
That sounds like it'd be really spooky, actually.
It was, well,
like,
yeah,
almost it, haunting.
Right? Yeah. Well, it definitely was a gray, rainy day that added to the atmosphere. And it made you think about how evil some people could be. Not the people that they thought that were witches or people that stole bread to feed the family, but the people that actually inflicted this torture. Wow.
Yeah. People that had the power, basically.
That's right. And they used it. Absolutely. Yeah. So one of the highlights of the trip, of course, was going through the Panama Canal. And so our tour here was we left the pier and then we drove. And even leaving the pier, the coach is getting out of where the ship docked and onto the highway. It was a bit of a production. Like, it was lineup of buses. Their security was really high, which is good because you consider what's going through that those locks to get to their next voyage in their journey. And then we went to we got on a boat ride, which took us through the heart of the Panama Canal, and it was very interesting cruising along these big tankers that were carrying containers going to various destinations throughout the world. And yes, you could, as a tanker, spend up to 72 hours waiting to get through. But the other way was going like around the tip of South America, and that would take like 28 days. It's not cheap. Like, some of the charges that some companies paid were huge, absolutely huge. So it's not a cheap endeavor to go through. Now, when we went on our boat ride, we went through like there was like jungle covered islands on Lake Gatun, and here we got to see lots of monkeys, sloths, howler monkeys, as well as some bird life. I can't say we saw a lot, and butterflies and turtles. And then we had great naturalists, guys that would help us understand what we were seeing as we went through the jungle and the canal. And then we docked, we came back to a new docking, like where we were taken off the boat and where we got back on were different. And it was in Cologne. Now, they have a new mall that's in Cologne port that was quite fun for a lot of the travelers on board our cruise. Like they have the largest, like I don't even know how to say it, dollar store ever in this mall. And it was fun to go through, let me tell you. Lots of other shops. It was like a little bit of a holiday in the country, so there was local bands and dancers that added to the atmospheres as well as the duty free. So good for you know, people who wanted to get out, stretch their legs. Maybe they didn't go on a excursion, and you will find that you don't have to go on every single destination and go on an excursion. Maybe you just want to walk around the port. Maybe you just want to enjoy the cruise ship when nobody's on there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's whatever you want to do. Now, after that, we had another day at sea, and then we ended up in the province of Limon in Costa Rica. And this is where we went through a rainforest. We went through a banana plantation and cruised the Tortuguero canals. And it was a beautiful day, sunny, warm. We were have the opportunity to go on this boat ride. It's a open air covered pontoon boat through the canals. It's also it's kind of like the Caribbean's version of the Amazon. Really neat. It showed you the lush landscape of Costa Rica, but it was also very close. Like you're going along and you see these villages along the way. So this is where people live, and we saw beautiful birds and sloths. And I welcome people to go on to my Facebook or Instagram page, because there's this sloth that was just munching away, and he was spread right out. It was really lovely to see it. We went, as I said, through a banana plantation, saw how cacao was grown, as well as how they managed and harvested bananas and got them to, you know, the different ports that took Dole bananas. Dole is huge in this country, to different places in the world. One of the things, as far as like a little tip, make sure you take mosquito repellent and definitely sunscreen. The mosquitoes were huge, absolutely huge here. And they definitely, you know, made their presence known. and then our last port of call was Grand Cayman, but we weren't able to dock, and it was canceled because the tropical storm that were elevated into Hurricane Rafael. The port authorities said, no, it's not good. It was a tender port too, so it would have been a really rough ride to get to the destination. And then, so we ended up having for, instead of a day at sea, Grand Cayman as an excursion, and then a day at sea, we had 3 days at sea in a row. So keep that in mind, that itineraries can change, and it's for the best. Like, it's safety first. They're not doing it for any other reason other than keeping travelers safe as well. So, and enjoy the ship. Make the ship your destination at that point. And it was a destination because, you know, there was nights that they had musical trivia. That was kind of fun. They had officers against guests. The officers, it's fun to see their actual personalities, right? When they're on board, you know, doing their job, but then also see the fun side of them when they're in an activity such as that. And, you know, there's a lot. I had one of our guests on our crew love bridge. So they went, and every morning, 10 to 12, they went and did their bridge classes. I had guests that I saw in line dance classes, and that was really fun for them. If you like bingo, bingo was there to enjoy. We ended up after, like, it's just because it was happy hour, but during happy hour there was also like trivia that they had, a trivia quiz, and there's no prizes attached to it. It's just for fun, really. At the end of the day, meet your other guests and enjoy it. At night, BB King Blues Bar was huge. Like, they had dueling pianos, and that's really quite a draw for people. different lectures throughout the day. Like, for example, there's a steel band on board. So there was a lecture by the steel band players that kind of told them about the actual instruments and what kind of sound would come from the instruments and how they would, you know, coax that out of it.
These are the steel drums, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. So it was so different little things. You know, there's a gym that you can go and, you know, enjoy as well as walk around the deck. And people were walking around the deck. It was windy, but it was warm wind. So I complained about warm wind. So there's lots of things to see and do.
I was just going to mention that when they do a cancellation of a port or call, the crew really, puts out all the efforts to make sure that the guests on board are looked after and entertained, because it's an extra day at sea. It's an extra day at work for many of them.
Yeah.
And they do a really good job.
Yeah. One of the things, like, I don't know if people know that orange is like the color of Holland America, maybe because of its Dutch influence and heritage. And so they had an orange night. So just before, you could like buy orange t-shirt or a belt or orange sunglasses. Orange is my favorite color. So I was right into it. But it was amazing. You could tell people who've traveled in Holland America before, because they were decked out. The hotel general manager of Holland America, he was quite a character. He had orange patent shoes
that were
brilliant. It was just like, where'd you get those? But it was kind of fun. When you think of Holland America, you might want to think about travelers who are ready for relaxation rather than partying. It's open to travelers of any age. Infants must be at least 6 months old, but really, Holland America caters to a mature audience. You're not going to see a lot of kids on board. Every Holland America ship has a gym, a portrait studio, sports, spa, salon, multiple pools. And you have the opportunity to enjoy the various restaurants. And that doesn't include like the cafe and the gelato shop. Relatively speaking, Holland America ships are small. So we've heard like Royal Caribbean has like the Icon on the Seas that has on over 5,600 guests. Well, mm-hmm. Holland America's Rotterdam, it has like just about 2,700. So on the food on board, definitely the larger ships have like a lot of like dozen or more eateries. Some restaurants operate the same on every ship. So there's the Canaletto, which is a casual Italian restaurant, the Lido Market, which is like all-you-can-eat cafeteria style. And then they have their specialty restaurants like the Pinnacle, the Tamarind, and a seafood restaurant. Now, I would definitely suggest as a guest that you look at the menu and really consider, because it is an additional cost.
Yeah.
Other than if you have a package like the Have It All package, which includes two specialty dining, whether it's similar to what's already going to be served in other restaurants that don't charge you. So for an example, the first specialty dining that we did was the Canaletto. Now, it's just an offshoot off of the Lido market, or like, you know, where they have the buffet and stuff. So consider, you know, the noise, and it's not the ambiance that maybe the Pinnacle Grill would have or other restaurants on board. And then consider what you're eating compared to what you could eat at other places. We did eat in the Pinnacle Grill. That was our last night before we disembarked. And it's a steakhouse. And I have to tell you, Randy, the portions were huge, like absolutely huge.
I have dined in the Pinnacle Grill too. It was many years ago, but yeah, it is. It's quite an experience.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. It's well prepared. You have like you have your protein, and then you just, you know, add on like a baked potato or mac and cheese or whatever you want. But it's very, very good. Restaurant that you may consider is like just the ones that have like casual dining, like the Poolside Burger. stand. It's called Dive In, and they sell hot dogs and not, they don't sell it, like they offer. There's no additional charge, and burgers and fries, and the fries were really good.
Yeah.
But then you have to consider too, yes, in the Lido, you can just have ice cream. Like there's free ice cream where you can, it's like a DIY dessert at the ice cream station. So you don't have to pay for that, but you can, but like in another part of it, there is a place where like freshly squeezed orange juice or, you know, smoothies are additional choice, or even a milkshake's an additional choice. So just consider that there are add-ons, even in the regular dining room or in Club Orange, you have your regular offerings, but you could also upgrade, like have like add lobster to it for $10. So if you're looking at your budget, consider that not everything's included, not even if you are on a have-it-all package. One of the things to consider is your tips. So your tips are aligned to the number of days that you were on. So we were on a 12-day one. So every day we were charged in our account $19 a day for tips. And you don't have to pay it, but it's an automatic charge. So if you don't want to pay it, you just go to the guest services and say you want to alter the amount, higher or lower, or not pay it. Because it is a, it's something that is, you know, discretionary. Yeah. So you keep that in mind as far as what to do. Water is not free, like other than out of the tap. So if you, like if you ordered water through room service, it would be a charge because it's considered bottled water. So consider that as well. Specialty coffees, like in the dining room, espresso is a charge and freshly squeezed orange juice is a charge, but not if you're part of Club Orange. So that's even above, you know, the have it all. So
sounds like it can get quite complicated.
It can.
Keeping track of all of that.
It is, but you don't want to come away with a feeling that you were nickeled and dimed to death, right?
No,
so you,
true.
So you want to be able to know what is happening because you don't want that sense of, oh, I didn't get value for what I paid for.
And you also don't want a huge bill at the end of the cruise from all the things that you didn't know that you're being charged for.
Yeah, absolutely. So another thing that they would charge you for is like any Holland America passes along fees and taxes imposed by governments or port operator, so you might see a couple hundred dollars added to your base fare. So the service charge we talked about, like on specialty meals or spa services, incur 18% service charge. So like if you have it all package and two specialty dining are included, you still have to pay like the tip on top of that or the service fee.
So, sounds like this would be one of those cases where a really good travel agent can help you out deciding whether you want the have-it-all package or not.
Right. And that's what we're there for. You know what? Because we're analyzing, you know, exactly what you're paying for and exactly what you pay on board.
Overall, how did your group rate the cruise? Any feedback in general, though?
They enjoyed it. They took advantage of all the different activities on board. That's what I really noticed about them. And they, you know, whether they were doing their own thing on their excursions or taking an excursion, they were enjoying the ship as a destination and the port of calls as destination. So I would say they would give it a very strong 4.5 to 5 out of 5.
Nice. Well, yes. People can check out your images from your cruise on Facebook and Instagram and X at Onanta Forbes. And if they want to check out your websites, it's onantaforbes.com. So glad you had a good time. And thank you for contributing all the fun stuff with your cruise. And we'll chat with you next week.
You bet. I'm so blessed in my life and being able to travel. So I give thanks for that.